Before we continue with our RCIA rites, just a short reflection this morning. Imagine most of you, like myself, are feeling a little bit bombarded these days with advertisements for everything you gotta buy before Christmas. Newspapers, television, and internet, advertisements all over the place. But you must have heard what I heard a long time ago. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. So when they try to tell you this is the greatest car ever made, it's only going to cost you $75,000, it's too good to be true. All those advertisements trying to get us to get the best, the best, the best, the best. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. Now that's a great, good principle to use in the financial arena, buying and selling, investing, things like that. But I want to suggest to you today that that is not a good principle for our spiritual lives. Here's why. Didn't you hear that beautiful presentation from the prophet Isaiah? When the messianic age comes upon us, everything will be in harmony. The animals will get along with each other. Human beings and animals will be at peace. Everything in nature will be ordered. What a beautiful world. It's too good to be true, isn't it? How about Psalm 72, which is the regular responsorial psalm today, which they switched a little bit for the music today. The psalm said, when the Messiah comes, there'll be a flourishing of justice and a fullness of peace. Now, we Christians believe that the Messiah, Jesus, did come 2,000 years ago, and we look around and say, well, where is that flourishing of justice and fullness of peace? In the world today, something is missing. You know, we get to a point where we say, that ain't happening. That's a great vision, Isaiah, but that's never going to be realized. So the Messiah came and the Messiah went. The world's still messed up, isn't it? And our cynicism and our disbelief grows. I found it interesting. Some of you know the little Magnificat booklet that comes out month to month. On Friday morning, the reflection had a beautiful little prayer. It said, Lord, heal that cynicism that makes us unable to hope. We Christians, even in the face of terrible confusion and suffering and pain, still dare to hope in Jesus Christ. Advent is about opening our hearts a little wider to trust and to hope that beautiful vision of the Messiah's world can, in fact, be realized. It's not just a pipe dream. We dare to say, in the face of all that is not aligned to God, we still believe and trust that God will bring about his kingdom on earth. That's what Advent's about, rekindling our hope. So whatever is on your Christmas list for things you need or want for Christmas, I suggest to you that the one thing that most of us most desperately need this Christmas is renewed hope. So take your cynicism, put it on the table and say, Lord, heal this cynicism that I carry about the world and about myself and about others, and give me new hope.